We're going to begin the program, ladies and gentlemen, with the Pledge of Allegiance. So here to lead us in the pledge is Hamburg VFW Post 1419 Honor Guard.
All set.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you for all you do for our community as well. It is now my pleasure to introduce Feedmore Western New York Board Chair, Mr. Eric Decker. He has served on the Feedmore Western New York Board of Directors since 2015, and he is the Senior Vice President, Information Technology, and Chief Information Officer at Independent Health, which means he's kind of a big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Eric Decker.
Good morning. On behalf of Feedmore Western New York's Board of Directors and Community Ambassador Council, many of whom are here today, it is my privilege to welcome you on what is a momentous occasion, not only for Feedmore Western New York, but our entire Western New York region. This milestone has been made possible in large part because of Feedmore Western New York's dedicated partners. I want to recognize Governor Kathy Hochul for her and our New York State lawmakers for their instrumental support of Feedmore Western New York's capital campaign with a $24 million grant through Empire State Development. This is the campaign's largest single contribution to date, and we are grateful to have several state representatives in attendance, including members of the Western New York delegation and Empire State Development officials. Take a look of what is already happening around us. The construction has already leveled and taken the ground and are busy pouring concrete for the foundation of what will soon be the future home of Feedmore Western New York. This work is made possible through partners who had been by our side for years on this carefully planned project, from Troutman Associates, Buffalo Construction Consultants, and Uniland Development Company. The countless hours of dedication and brainstorming are so appreciated. This project will include many of our amazing vendors and local businesses, and we are thrilled to have them all by our side. Let's give them a hand. I want to recognize our partners from the federal government who have supported Feedmore Western New York's new campus. We are honored to have Representative Nick Langworthy and former Representative Chris Jacobs here, both of whom who secured federal funding for Feedmore Western New York's headquarters. This funding was also made possible through the dedicated support of Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, and we are deeply appreciative of their hard work and dedication to making this funding a reality. Thank you also to the tremendous support of the New York Power Authority through the Western New York Power Proceeds Allocation Board and the efforts of these board members and staff members to secure this critical support. The future home of Feedmore Western New York is also being made possible thanks to our leaders in county and municipal government. We thank the County of Erie for their funding support, and we are grateful for the partnership of the Town of Hamburg and Supervisor Randy Hoke. This project is also being supported by Hamburg Land Development Corporation, the Hamburg Industrial Development Corporation, and also by our side for years now, M&T Bank. We would be remiss if we did not shine a spotlight on every single donor, small and large, that already has invested their precious resources in this project. These are corporations, foundations, and individuals. These very gracious donors have brought us to where we are with this project today, and we are deeply grateful. We have a number of these amazing donors here celebrating with us today, including the Serdam Family Foundation, Mother Cabrini Health Foundation, Rich Family Foundation, David and Joan Rogers, Delaware North, the M&T Bank Foundation, Moog, the Russo Family Charitable Foundation, Wegmans, and many, many more. These fundraising efforts have been led by a terrific capital campaign committee, some very talented and hardworking staff members, and two truly dedicated, amazing chairs. Delaware North CEO Lou Jacobs is a fellow member of Feed More Western New York's board of directors and co-chair Feed More Western New York's capital campaign, alongside community volunteer and former board member Ann McCarthy. It is now my honor to introduce Lou and Ann.
Thanks, Eric. On behalf of the entire campaign committee, we're thrilled to be here today as we reach the significant and exciting milestone in the Feed More Western New York capital campaign. While today's groundbreaking is a moment of celebration, we also recognize that there's still important work ahead of us to reach our goal and fully realize the vision of this project. We like to say you can judge a community by how well it cares for its most vulnerable. And today marks a watershed moment in how we care for our neighbors, not just today, but for generations to come. Yeah.
Our deepest thanks to our elected leaders and to the incredible Feed More Western New York board and staff who have been such passionate champions of this effort. Your leadership and your dedication have brought us to today. And especially to Feed More staff and volunteers, we thank you, not only for all that we celebrate today, but for all that you do each and every day. You are the backbone of this organization. Your commitment to our community inspires us every step of the way, and we love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann and Lou. I would like to welcome Feed More Western New York President and CEO, Tara Ellis. It was Tara's vision to bring together the Food Bank of Western New York and Meals of Wheels for Western New York to provide comprehensive hunger relief throughout our region. Tara is an innovative leader, a steadfast champion for vulnerable community members. We are privileged to have her at the helm of Feed More Western New York as we embark on this next great chapter.
Well, that's a little embarrassing. Thank you so much. Very kind words. I appreciate it. But really, I think all the credit goes to all of these amazing volunteers, all of you. And I really do want to ask for a round of applause for my amazing staff. They worked so hard. I really love these guys. So thank you all so much for being here today. I think we ordered up an awfully nice day for this celebration and for the many ways in which you support our community through your support for Feed More. It's really an honor to be standing on this stage with these esteemed guest speakers and additional esteemed guest speakers in the first row that you'll get to hear from in a moment. Every single member of the Feed More Western New York family, and this is a family that is comprised of every denomination, every walk of life, who are living in every zip code, coming together with faith, with love, with hope, and with dignity. They do so every day to support our neighbors who need us the most. As we look forward today with today's groundbreaking to our future new home, we're doing so while also looking back and honoring the ground that has been shored up for us to date. We literally would not be at the dawn of this new development without you, every single one of you, and without standing on the shoulders of all of those whose sacrifices made it possible for our organization to evolve into our region's most comprehensive hunger relief, emergency food response, caregiver support, and nascent workforce development organization. There would be no Feedmore without the legacy founders, donors, and supporters that built these organizations 55 years ago this year. This is our 55-year anniversary, which I think is kind of cool. Time and time again, our organization has been ahead of the national curve. In fact, in 1969, a small group of grassroots supporters from every faith, every walk of life, and every professional background, right on the heels of the passage of the Older Americans Act, founded Meals on Wheels for Western New York. And then in 1979, in the very earliest days of a national movement to attack food insecurity with a younger population, our community again rose up to found the Food Bank of Western New York. And we continued on that path of innovation and reinvention, and we still will, when our community, led by the Alliance Exploration Committee, many of whom are here today, you know who you are, and we thank you, backed the merger of these organizations into what we know now as Feed More Western New York. It is truly our honor to build on the foundation laid by these predecessors, including one of our VP former leaders, Clem Eckert, who joins us today in the second row. Raise your hand, Clem. As we work to address the continuing challenges of hunger, poverty, and inequity, and try to find new ways to tackle food insecurity at its root. In just a few short years, it has been short years, guys, I know it feels like a millennium, since our merger, we've launched innovative new programming like our RISE Workforce Development Curriculum, and I'm so excited you'll hear from one of our RISE graduates later in the program. Our indoor hydroponic farms, our mobile farm market trucks, and our food pharmacy, which provides food in a food as medicine approach to improving health outcomes. Our goal is to feed the line of those who need our help today with the goal of shortening the line tomorrow. This new campus that you are supporting, a consolidated and centralized home with an industrial kitchen, a high bay warehouse, an office and event center, training and community engagement space, and a growing center is a very intentional nod to the past and a very strong pathway to the future. Here, we will be able to more effectively address the needs of our hungry community members, and some of them are hungry for food and for love and companionship. Giving confidence and skills training to those that face great hurdles so they're not left behind. And planting the seeds, both literally and figuratively here, for a brighter future for all in Western New York. This community support, your support, is a gift to our entire region. And this will impact people throughout our cities, our suburbs, and our rural communities across our 4-county service area. So on behalf of all of the members of our Feed More family, we thank you. We're very proud of the small role that we serve as a safety net for our most beloved community. This new facility will strengthen that safety net for all of Western New York. It will increase our capacity to serve the region, and it is a true public partnership with support from every level of government. One of our advocates in DC right now is Congressman Nick Langworthy. He's a member of the House Committee on Agriculture, beloved to us, as you might imagine, and is a true advocate in Washington for every component of our mission. In the federal budget process, he requested, fought for, and received $3 million for this project, and we are so very grateful. Please join me in welcoming Congressman Nick Langworthy.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here with you on this wonderful day and wonderful occasion. I want to start by thanking Feed More's leadership, Tara Ellis and Eric Decker, for pursuing the vision for this organization to grow and meet the needs of all of Western New York. I also want to thank everyone that has put the hard work to get us to this moment today. People like Lou Jacobs and Ann McCarthy, who've led the Capitol campaign, and also everyone who's here today who's been supporting the day-to-day operations of Feed More. Every effort has made a difference. Western New Yorkers are better off because of the incredible work that Feed More Western New York does every single day. And I've been to the old facility. I've seen the great work you do. I've delivered meals, with the Meals on Wheels in Dunkirk and seen the smiles on the seniors' faces when they get some of the great products that get delivered to change their lives. You know, from delivering meals to those seniors or providing nutritional education to setting up our neighbors for long-term success through the RISE job training program, you continue to make a meaningful difference in countless lives every single day. Feed More provides people with more than just meals. More than just food. You give them the tools and the resources that they need to achieve independence and self-sufficiency. We can always use a lot more of that in our region. Today, we're also celebrating your success in the expansion of this amazing project. But we're also looking forward to the future. Feed More is an organization that continually rises to meet new challenges and expands its reach with purpose and with real focus. As Feed More has grown, it has touched more communities across Erie, Niagara, Cattaraugus, and Chautauqua counties, all counties I'm very honored to represent, standing in the gap for hardworking families as we face rising food insecurity and hunger issues in our community. And that's why I was very proud to fight to secure $3 million in federal funding in the fiscal year 2024 appropriations process, knowing that these resources are going to have a lasting impact on Western New York and parts of the Southern Tier. An important part of my job is bringing home hard-earned tax dollars. They come out of every one of our pockets. It's my job to go get as many of those resources and bring them right here back home to help the most people we possibly can impact their lives. So when Tara and the team and Colin and so many that come to visit us in Washington brought this project, it was a no-brainer, absolutely. And we will stand with you every step of the way now and into the future. You know, throughout the entire appropriations process, our office had the opportunity to advocate for community project funding, which allows us to direct federal resources towards specific initiatives. And this expansion will impact so many lives throughout our district that it is an absolute necessity that we continue to fight for Feed More in this way. Feed More's work does exactly the work that that programs like this are intended to help. And you've been a lifeline for our region, and with this new facility, you'll be even better equipped to tackle the growing demand for services that this economy calls for. This project is proof what can happen when we bring together federal resources, state resources, local vision, and strong community support from the corporate community and individual donors. It's about partnerships between Feed More and the people you serve and the many donors and volunteers and leaders that believe in this mission. I'm honored to play a small role. but it's the dedication of organizations like Feed More every single day that will turn these dollars into real, lasting change for all the people of Western New York. I also want to take a moment to recognize someone that also played a large part in this project, and that's my predecessor, Congressman Chris Jacobs. Are you here, Chris? In Chris's time in Congress, he also delivered $3 million in federal funding for this project when it was in its very infancy, and helped get us off the ground to where we are today. So thank you, Chris, for your service and what you did to help us here. In my first term and in the future, I will always strive to work alongside Feed More to combat food insecurity and hunger and promote financial independence through job training in our region. As a member of the House Agriculture Committee, I've been an advocate for improving our nutritional programs. And I've also introduced legislation to bolster workforce training programs like the RISE program. Workforce training is critical to future growth in our rural areas in particular. And it gives our young people a chance to pursue successful careers. And that's why I've introduced the Bipartisan Careers Act earlier this year as part of the Farm Bill that we're working on right now, which aims to expand access to high-quality workforce development programs by strengthening partnerships between educational institutions, local businesses, and community organizations. This is just one piece of our federal advocacy efforts, and I look forward to what we can achieve when we work together for the betterment of Western New York and the Southern Tier. I'm focused on making our region a better place to work, live, and raise a family, in our area, a place where the American dream is still in reach for all. I can't overstate the role that Feed More makes in making that happen every day, because you're there for people when they need the support the absolute most. And I will do everything I can to help you continue to be a starting place for a better future for so many in our community. So I'm excited to be a part of this exciting moment, and I'm really looking forward to the incredible progress that you'll make with this new facility in the lives that will be transformed in the years to come. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Congressman. Here in Erie County, Feed More is a member of the COAD, which stands for Community Organizations Active in Disaster. We work very closely with the county, preparing for and responding to, unfortunately, both natural and man-made disasters. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz and his office stand by our side during emergency meal distributions and advocate for our programs year-round, like our community dining program for seniors and our home-delivered meals program for people who are homebound. That program serves 18 years of age and older. As a champion of our work, the county executive included $3 million in his county budget for this project. We are so grateful for him, his team, and their leadership, as well as to the county legislature for approving this critical funding. Unfortunately, the county executive could not be with us here today, but we are deeply grateful that we have someone else that we adore, Deputy County Executive Lisa Shimera. She's a longtime friend of Feed More. She led the creation of the Erie County COAD, and she regularly delivers meals with us to homebound residents. We need lots of help, so come on out and deliver with us, please. Please join me in welcoming our Deputy County Executive, Lisa Shimera. Good morning. Actually, great morning. It is so amazing to be here. It seems like yesterday we were just kicking off the Capitol campaign. I want to thank Lou Jacobs and Ann McCarthy. What an outstanding job you have done, and we are so incredibly grateful. To the amazing Feed More board, who does great work each and every day leading Feed More, Eric Decker, thank you. And I also want to thank Tara Ellis and her incredible amazing team who I am so privileged to work with on so many projects throughout Erie County. The incredible, important project that is before us today is exactly what Feed More stands for, a new warehouse that is going to feed more. And we are so excited because I have been to the other warehouse and simply the work that you're doing, you've outgrown it. So this will enhance the role that you play in our community each and every day. Erie County feels so incredibly fortunate to partner with you on so many great projects that are related to food, the COAD, the Food Policy Council, feeding people during an emergency situation. On behalf of all of Erie County, the residents, the Erie County Executive, I want to thank you for the work that you do each and every day. We, of course, always look forward to our partnership and will support you each and every step of the way. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy County Executive. As you can see, Feed More is blessed with a great number of supporters at every single level of government. In Albany, that begins at the top with Governor Kathy Hochul. And you heard earlier that she supported this project with $24 million in state funds, the largest single gift we have received to date. And we could not be more grateful. I do want to also give a very special shout out to Joan Kesner. I think Joan is here. Where's Joan? There she is. Joan worked tirelessly to champion this support and carry this ball for us, and we thank you. She may have retired from her position, but she will never leave our hearts. We appreciate you. We're also so very thankful for the work of the entire Western New York delegation, who continues to support us and continues to champion all of the funding that we receive, including State Senator Patrick Gallivan. Last year, Feed More served more than 15,000 individuals in his district alone, which includes this property. Without him and our partners in state government, we simply wouldn't be here today. Please welcome State Senator Patrick Gallivan.
Good morning, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here, as we've heard from some of other speakers, and I'm sure many of you. Be remiss, of course, if, like others, I didn't thank Tara and Eric for the work that you do, the staff at Feed More for the incredible work that you do, leading up this capital campaign, Lou and Ann, it really an incredible job. But what's more impressive to me is this community. I am so proud to be part of a community that comes together, in this case, to help their neighbors. I mean, look at this. You look at the back of the program, and there's countless more people whose names aren't listed, but it is just amazing what can be done when a community comes together. So I'm proud to be part of this community, and I would like to think that this project here, the coming together of this community, could serve as an example for what can happen when a community comes together. Government, public, private, Democrats, Republicans, people who care about each other. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Senator. As Feed More began fundraising for this project, Assemblymember John Rivera very quickly supported this work. A longtime supporter of our mission, Assemblymember Rivera spoke with his peers in the Western New York delegation, raising awareness about our need for new space and advocating for funding. But he didn't just stop there. It wasn't just coffee talk. He led by example and was the very first public official to commit funds to this building back in 2022. In addition, I know Assemblymember Rivera is continuing to advocate on our behalf as we continue our efforts to raise funds, both public and private, for our new campus, and we are grateful. Please welcome Assemblymember John Rivera.
Good morning, everybody. It is a great day in Hamburg today. Happy to see everyone here. I want to first thank Tara and the fantastic folks that work here at Feed More. And, you know, in Buffalo and in Western New York, we're really, really fortunate in that we have so many amazing organizations doing amazing work. Just this week, the Western New York delegation met, and we got to see a good amount of them. You know, and it ranged from our amazing arts and cultural organizations to some of our social service agencies and everything in between. And it's so clear that there is such an amazing generosity in Western New York, such an amazing charitable spirit in Western New York. And we're able to accomplish everything that we're able to do. We're able to punch really above our weight class in Western New York because of the people here, their nature, and everything about it. And truthfully, when you think about our nature as Western New Yorkers, Feed More is an organization that I think embodies it. You know, Feed More is interesting because there's a lot of organizations that exist to respond to the urgent moments that come across our lives. If it's a weather disaster or something unfortunate like what we saw at the top shooting. But no matter what, this is an organization that not only responds to the urgent in the moment moments, it responds to the day-to-day struggles too. So to be there when people are at their lowest, when times are at their most confusing or hardest, Feed More is there. Or when people just need to get by day-to-day and they're getting food deliveries, Feed More is there. No matter what, Feed More has been an ever-present entity in Western New York, and it's only going to get further. Whether you are brand new to this country and arriving and finding Western New York to be a new and foreign but exciting place, or whether you've been here your entire life, Feed More is there. And I am so proud of the work that they've been able to do, and I'm so proud to represent not only as a Western New York representative, but as the person who represents Hamburg. And I am so grateful for your work here and everything that you've done. So thank you.
Thank you, Assembly Member. Next, it's my distinct honor and pleasure to welcome another friend of our organization, Irv Levy. Irv is the Executive Director for the Foundation for Jewish Philanthropies. And this isn't in my talking points, so don't kill me, Kat, but our journey with Irv has been really amazing and fascinating. He came in and spent some time with us, visited, toured, very understated, and then all of a sudden we found out about this monumental transformational gift that Irv was shepherding for us through a gift from the Ann Alford and Manson Fisk Serdam Charitable Foundation, amazing, beautiful humans who supported us for years and years and years prior to leaving this bequest. This is a particularly emotional gift, and we're so delighted to be able to welcome Irv to the stage.
Thank you, Tara. Like so many of our donors to the Foundation for Jewish Philanthropies, Ann and Manson Serdam were not Jewish. And we're so honored that they entrusted the Foundation for Jewish Philanthropies to carry out their philanthropic mission of addressing food insecurity in Western New York through the Ann Alford and Manson Fisk Serdam Charitable Foundation. We're also honored to be here today to share this momentous day with Feed More of Western New York. Congratulations on the realization of many years of work and planning to bring this amazing new facility to life. This new campus will not only increase the greatly needed capacity to provide for the distribution of food, of fish for today, but also, perhaps more importantly, through the RISE program, readying individuals for success and employment, will teach people how to fish. Lou Serdam, Manson's brother, was not able to join us today, but he asked me to share a few words. My parents, Susan and Jack Serdam, were born in Buffalo and consistently emphasized the importance of helping others. Manson, our sister Susie, and me were constantly led by example. And throughout their lives, they consistently reinforced this value. Our entire extended family is incredibly proud of Manson and his wife Ann for their profoundly generous gift, and we're thrilled that the Serdam name will be attached to this much-needed Feed More of Western New York campus. To know that their gift will support the organization's mission of offering dignity, hope, a brighter future, providing nutritious food, friendship, and skills training to their Western New York neighbors would have brought Manson and Ann great joy. I think Lou said it best. For 113 years, the Foundation for Jewish Philanthropies has operated under the values tzedakah, meaning charity and justice, tikkun olam, meaning repairing the world, gimlat chasadim, loving kindness, and lador vador, teaching from one generation to the next. No organization is in greater alignment with our core values than Feed More of Western New York. Congratulations to Tara, the entire Feed More board, and in particular, the team and the volunteers that make this a reality every day. Our community is blessed by your good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Irv. Some of you may know that Feed More does nothing alone, and we do nothing in a vacuum. Everything we do, as you can see from today, is supported by this community. In particular, in terms of meeting our mission, we work every single day with more than 400 partner agencies across our four counties to provide nutritional support. These are the boots on the ground community members who are working from, within, and for the neighborhoods that they live and work in. The work being done by all of these organizations, and we're so honored to partner with them, is critical. To share more about the far-reaching impact this new facility will have and the ways in which we'll be able to support them, we're joined by representatives from two of those unbelievably selfless agencies. The first is Reverend Mark Blue. Reverend Blue is pastor of the Second Baptist Church of Lackawanna, and he also serves as president of the Buffalo branch of the NAACP. Please welcome Reverend Blue.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And I want to say thank you to the staff, to the board of directors for the work that you have been doing. Since my pastorate at Second Baptist, it's been 23 years. And I've been working with Feed More Western New York, which was the food bank of Western New York, for most of those years. To tell you how hard I work, I had hair when I started. One of the things that has happened with the series of crises that have happened in our community with the pandemic and then along with the massacre at Tops, Feed More has been right there. They have been helping all of our communities, but when this happened, especially to the Jefferson area, when the pandemic happened to all of us, Feed More continued to be that premier service that we relied on. During the pandemic, our numbers of individuals who came to our church for assistance increased. And along with that increase, Feed More increased their services to us. They helped provide the needed resources and food that was coming to our communities. We service individuals that have never been to a food pantry before, but during the pandemic, they needed that assistance. With the jobs and with the economic crisis that we faced, Feed More, Western New York, was that source that helped families make it to the next week. And during that time, it was struggling week to week, not knowing where we would get the groceries or needed supplies for our community. Feed More was right there. In Lackawanna, there was a lot of assistance that was needed, and if it had not been for Feed More, a lot of families would have been devastated. So this facility here also gives the opportunity for more growth. Not only that, but more opportunity for job training. So they have expanded their footprint in doing what they do. The Bible also tells us that the poor you will have with you always. Feed More has been that help to make sure that the poor, those who are disadvantaged, those who are unemployed, can now have sustainability. So I want to thank Feed More. I want to thank the staff of Feed More for all the work that they have done. They have helped our communities greatly, and without them, a lot of our communities would have been devastated. So again, on behalf of the Second Baptist Church, we've been working with you. We want to continue to work with you to touch the families that are most disadvantaged and to touch the families that are most in need. One thing that I tell people, it's them today. It could be you today. You never know how things can happen to cause a crisis in the lives of individuals. But I thank God for Feed More and being that needed help and support in our communities. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Blue. And also representing one of our critical partner agencies is the wonderful Brandy Haynes. Brandy is the Chief Programming Officer of the Community Action Organization of Western New York. Please join me in welcoming Brandy.
Good morning. I want to start by saying thank you to Tara and her team for having me today. So I'm honored to speak about a partnership that has a profound impact on our community. The collaboration between CAO's Food Pantry in East Buffalo and Feed More Western New York. This partnership is built on a shared mission to ensure that no one in our community has to go without food that they need to live healthy and fulfilling lives. As many of you know, food insecurity continues to be a major challenge for families across our region, especially in East Buffalo, where the need is particularly great. Through our partnership with Feed More and the Resource Council of Western New York, CAO's Food Pantry has been able to expand its capacity to meet the growing needs of our neighbors. Feed More provides us with essential resources from fresh produce and non-perishable items to nutritional guidance and grant support. This allows us to stock our shelves with healthy, high-quality food that empowers families to make choices that not only fill their plates, but also nourish their bodies. Beyond just the distribution of food, this partnership focuses on dignity and respect. We know that many of the individuals and families that we serve are facing difficult circumstances, and we want to ensure that they feel supported, not just with food, but with hope and compassion. Together with Feed More, we are working to alleviate hunger while fostering a sense of community and care. One of the unique strengths of this partnership is that it goes beyond just offering food. We provide comprehensive wraparound services through CAO's programs, ensuring that families also have access to resources like housing and utility assistance, wellness programming, workforce development, and those are just to name a few. This holistic approach helps us address the root causes of poverty and hunger, giving individuals the tools that they need to thrive. I am so proud of the work that CAO and Feed More are doing together. It's partnerships like this that make our community stronger, more resilient, and more hopeful for the future. As we continue this vital work, we know that with collaboration, compassion, and commitment, and by always putting community first, we can create lasting change for those in need. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandy. And last, but absolutely not least, we are really thrilled, excited, and so very proud to have someone very, very special close out our formal remarks. Earlier in the program, we told you a little bit about Feed More's workforce development program, RISE, which we love, as you can see. We're talking about it a lot. RISE truly does change lives today and for generations to come. And here to tell you a little bit about RISE and its impact is one of our amazing alums, Stephen Sullivan. St- Stephen is not just a RISE alum. He's an assistant warehouse manager for Goodwill, so he came and trained with us, and his heart is still in mission work. We're so incredibly proud of his success and so happy that he and his family are with us today to help celebrate this milestone. Stephen?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. It's an honor and a privilege. I'm really unprepared. I don't know how to follow such a great lineup. When I came to the RISE program, I moved into sober living, came across some struggles, had family, the pandemic was happening, lost both parents. I picked up the pamphlet for RISE, and I started reading into it, and then I figured, I'll give it a shot. And I joined. And I haven't looked back. I'm so glad I did. They gave me the tools and opportunities to further my career, broaden my horizon, and make an impact on the community in a positive way that I could never imagine. I never thought I would be here, and my family has supported me while doing this, and just continuing to climb and see where it can go. And I'm just excited to be here, and congratulations, Feed More, with the new warehouse. I worked in the other one with you, and it was definitely needed. Definitely needed. I'm glad to be part, had a hand with the safety with Bob O'Donnell, with the OSHA and the forklift training. Helped me with my skill set that I moved into Goodwill, which we just recently moved to Hamburg, so we're going to be neighbors, which is great. And continuing to move forward in everything I'm doing and anything I can do to help the community and stay connected with Feed More. I thank you.